Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, kids. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Chris Paulette. I'm an editor at HowStuffWorks. And today with me is Jonathan Strickland, one of our writers.
Howdy.
How's it going?
Pretty good. So today we're going to talk about Android. And I don't mean to disappoint you, Chris. We're not talking about humanoid robots with no hearts like Josh and Chuck. We're going to talk about Android, which is a phone platform, a phone operating system and software stack that is produced by Google, or will be produced by Google, as it has yet to hit the wild.
Actually, when you mentioned Google Android, I thought you were talking about Brent Spiner doing a web search.
Yeah, unfortunately, no. And for those of you who don't know what that is, go watch Star Trek Next Generation.
So we're talking smartphones.
Yes, smartphones in general and Android in particular. The reason we're talking about this is a rumor has hit the interwebs. And the rumor is that, from T-Mo News, which is an unofficial blog about T-Mobile. And it says that T-Mobile is going to be offering an Android phone on pre-sale starting in mid-September 2008, which is news to a lot of people because the previous information that was out there was that there wouldn't be any Android phones ready for the market until the end of 2008, maybe the beginning of 2009. So that's got a lot of people talking about Android in general.
Yeah, that would be something of a coup for T-Mobile, which is, the last time I checked, the fourth largest United States provider. Mm-hmm. And of course, AT&T's got the Apple iPhone,
the what phone?
Well, Apple, you know, they make computers and they have this, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, Google basically, I don't even know, how long ago was it that Google announced that they were working on this Android
project? Been a couple of years, actually. In fact, that caused a lot of rumor mill mongering as well back in the day. Like about a year ago, I'd say, there were tons and tons of rumors flying around about the Google phone. And Google denied that they were working on a Google phone multiple times. They said, we're working on a software system, a software stack for phones, but we're not getting into the hardware business. We're sticking with software. And it was funny how many people refused to believe Google when they were saying this. And now, of course, it comes to pass that Google was telling the truth the whole time. And part of the reason for that is that Google wants Android to be available on essentially any kind of handset.
Yeah, you know. So you could have multiple manufacturers. We're not talking about Apple running OS X on the iPhone. We're talking Google offering a platform that could run on phones from Nokia and Motorola and Samsung, or, you know, whoever they partner with to adopt that. They could run it on multiple phones.
And it could run on multiple carriers. So you wouldn't necessarily get locked into a specific carrier like, I don't know, like iPhone and the AT&T carrier here in the United States.
Right.
Now, according to this news that we're talking about here, T-Mobile would get the jump on the other carriers. But again, T-Mobile wouldn't become the exclusive carrier. To really get into what Android is, it's important to kind of know what a software stack is. So a software stack is several layers of software that allow your phone or really any computer device to do what it does. But with phones specifically, you have your hardware, and then you have the kernel. The kernel, that's a K-E-R-N-E-L. We're not talking KFC kernel here. The kernel is a management system, and it interacts directly with the hardware. Then you have middleware, which is software that kind of acts as a liaison between the kernel and applications. So then you've got your application execution environment, or AEE, and your application suite. And then you have some sort of user interface that allows the user to access these applications. So that's kind of your stack. And Android, like all smartphones, has its stack. It follows pretty closely to that general model. They use a Linux kernel, and then everything else is custom made.
Yeah, so that would be very open source in comparison to OS X, which is proprietary to Apple, or Windows Mobile, which powers a lot of other smartphones.
Right.
However, it would be sort of comparable to Symbian, which is not popular in the United States, but is now open source.
And that was a huge deal. That was a big, big deal.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, some people, Google actually said a little while ago that they may be partnering with Nokia to sort of work with Symbian. So that would sort of be, I don't know if it would be in direct competition with Android, or, you know, that's sort of mysterious. They really haven't gotten into the details of how they would actually make that happen, and whether it would be, whether they would get rid of Android or whether it would be merged in.
Right.
You know, so I haven't really seen that much on exactly how that would happen, but I think it actually had some of the developers concerned that they were, all the work that they had done on Android, you know, might be just pitched, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, it remains to be seen. Now when we talk about developers, that's a really important part of the whole Android program. In fact, it's probably the most important.
Well, you've seen that with the iPhone,
right?
The new application store,
right?
It's so popular because all the third party developers are now able to develop applications, and that's what the Google, all the private developers for Google are doing now.
And at least according to some reports, developers are actually having fun developing programs for the iPhone. So again, that's a very important part, is to make your software development kit accessible and easy to use and fun to program for. Now Google, their approach is different from the iPhone's approach. For one thing, Google's allowing developers to access far more of the native devices capabilities than an iPhone would. You can create processes, you being, if you were a developer, could create processes that could access deep levels of the software stack and even run in the background. That's something that Apple refuses to do, to allow third-party developers to do. And you could even do things like, let's say the native email client that comes on your Android phone, let's say that you don't like the way that looks. You could go out and look for or develop your own email client and replace it. You can take out things that are intrinsically important to the phone and change them, modify them any way you like, as a developer. So that's a lot more freedom than what you would get with the iPhone. The flip side of that is the iPhone's been out for a longer period of time, and the applications have been out for more than a month now. So they've already got a head start. So that there's a little bit of an uphill battle to go there, but it's definitely something that sets Android apart.
Well, we've also seen some reports that it is highly unlikely that Android's going to be ready, because Google for once is not making overtures to exactly everybody on their developer list. They actually released the newest version of their software development kit, or SDK, to 50 winners of their application developing contest back in July 2008.
Yeah. Yeah, that contest launched in late 2007, and the contest was to develop applications using the SDK, and the 50 best ones would win some amount of money, and it was $10 million for the entire pie was $10 million. No one actually won $10 million based on an application, but you know, the best one would win a certain amount of that prize, and then it would be parceled out as you went down. And so these guys, yeah, they're getting a little bit of preferential treatment. They're getting the SDKs, the updates, earlier than everyone else, and that's kind of ticked off everyone else.
That, and they haven't even, Google hasn't even announced, or didn't announce at the time, when the SDK would be available to everyone else.
Right.
Not only did they say, you know, here, you top 50, here's the SDK, they just failed to tell them when it was coming out. So the rest of them are going, okay, so when am I getting this?
It was a major miscommunication error on Google's part, definitely. So yeah, that might have some fallout as well. So I guess we're just going to have to wait and see where this goes from here, because if the rumor's true, there might still be enough excitement on the part of the developers to go after this. And I think that maybe from customers as well, because there are plenty of customers who are kind of fed up with some of the, let's call them quirks, that the iPhone has shown over the last couple of months, who are eager to see a smartphone that is not as locked down and not as restricted as the iPhone. So we may actually, they may be able to turn this around after all, even with these setbacks.
Hopefully, some of the Google developers will come up with a $1,000 application that will just show a jewel on the screen, though, as one of the iPhone developers did. So,
wow, that's crazy innovation there, Chris. You should definitely go out there and market that as soon as possible before someone else figures it out.
Now, if I could just get my hands on an SDK.
Well, you know, it's available on the website. So I guess that about wraps up this discussion on Google Android. If you would like to learn more, you should read How Smartphones Work at HowStuffWorks.com, and we'll talk to you again soon.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.